tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Oh, we'll see how great. welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm happy that all of you have decided to tune into the Hope Show today. I'm also happy to be back here with all of you. It's been a very busy few weeks, and I've had a lot of things that I needed to attend to. But here we are, all back together again. And I want to thank Shaziz for filling in for me these past few weeks. He always does a good job of filling in for me if I have other places that I need to be. He's such a wonderful blessing to me. Today's message is going to be a Thanksgiving message, as next Thursday we will be celebrating the Thanksgiving holiday. It's called God is Good All the Time. Amen? He really is, isn't he? Before we get started, let's bow our head for a moment to share in an opening prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us all together today at this place and this time. Thank you for your word. We humbly come before you today with grateful hearts. Today and always, we will praise you with all of our being. For we know that every good thing and perfect thing comes from you. As we come before you today, we recognize those good things, large and small, with which you have blessed us and will continue to bless us. We also recognize our forgetfulness each and every day in giving you all the praise and the glory that you deserve. Father, please forgive us. Open our eyes. Help us to learn to be more thankful, to be more aware of all the things that you do for us, and to give you all the praise and the glory. You alone are worthy of our praise and thanksgiving. Dear Heavenly Father, please anoint this vessel so that the words that come from my mouth would be what you would have me to speak and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that moment of prayer. Let's get started with today's message. There is a lot going on in this world right now, and there is a lot going on in our own personal lives. Sometimes the many different things that play tug of war for our time and our attention can become too overwhelming. Sometimes we may just want to throw our hands up in the air and walk away from everything in our life, call it quits, and go find some secluded place where we can just be alone, away from all the chaos, so we can just catch our breath. Sometimes we can become so burnt out on life. Sometimes we find that we have taken on too many projects, or that we're trying to help fix everyone else's problems. One minute things are going pretty good, and the next, some little thing will happen, and it'll set us off. And before you know it, just that quick as the snap of your fingers, you've said or done something that you wish you hadn't have. Something that was not of God. Then we have to stop, ask for God's forgiveness, and ask for His help to keep our minds and our hearts guarded up against the enemy, against that sort of thing happening again. We all lead busy lives, probably much busier than God has ever intended for us to be, because God wants us to enjoy our lives too along the journey. He never intended for our lives to be so busy that we can't find any pleasure in our life. God never intended for us to save the world, solve all of our family's problems, undertake too many projects to the point that it starts taking away from your personal relationship with God because you can't find the time for reading His Word or studying His Word. There are many distractions in this world. Satan makes sure of that. There are many things vying for our time. The more chaos that we allow into our world, the more we listen to the enemy's lies, the more messed up our lives become. The enemy is all about creating chaos in our lives. He is the ruler of disruption, distraction, and temptation. The enemy knows our weaknesses, where we are vulnerable, and that is where he will strike first. And most often, that is within our own family. Some of you may be wondering what this has to do with today's message, with Thanksgiving. My point is that with all the disruption, all the distractions, the chaos, loss, health problems, worldly issues going on, and etc., whatever your personal situation is, sometimes we just don't feel very thankful. Sometimes it's hard to see all the blessings when things seem so out of control in our lives. Sometimes it's hard to see the good when we are under distress. I'm just being real today, folks. I'm just being real. I'm sure there are a few of you, and I'm sure I'm underestimating by far, that feel the weight of the world on their shoulders today. We should be thankful year-round, every day. God is so good to us. And yet, as we approach the holiday of Thanksgiving, and then Christmas next month, maybe we are feeling burdened down by something happening in our lives right now, and we don't feel as thankful as we should be. I myself have been under enemy attack for a while now, and I can relate to what some of you may be going through right now, what some of you may be feeling right now. But friends, even when things look dark, even when you think you can't go on like this anymore, if you will just go to God with your petition, talk to Him, pray to Him, spend time in His Word, studying and waiting for His answer, He will get you through these difficult times. Have faith in Him. Trust Him. Believe that He is working all things out for your good right now. Today our key verse is found in Psalm 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Friends, these verses give us 5 reasons to be thankful. There are so many more, but these 5 reasons are huge. You know, they're like the main reasons. And so I want to kind of touch base on them a little bit. And they're a good reminder that as we approach Thanksgiving, we do have something to be thankful for. The first thing I want to share with you is we see here in these 5 verses, or in these verses that I just read, we see here that we need to be thankful, number one, because Jesus came to save us all. Praise the Lord. Our hearts should always rejoice and abound with thanksgiving and praises. God wakes us up to a new, fresh day, every day. A fresh new start. We are alive. We get to live another day for the Lord. Does it really get any better than that? In Hebrews 13:15, the Bible tells us, therefore by Him let us continually offer the sacrifices of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. No matter what's going on in our personal life, folks, we should never forget that because of God's sacrifice, sending His only Son to earth to die, to pay our debts on that cross, we are alive, and Christ is in us. We should not forget all of God's benefits towards us. I'm sure some of you can relate that the only reason you are alive today is because you had God on your side, even before accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Friends, I look back on my life and some of the mistakes I have made in my life, and I can clearly see God's hand at work in every good thing that came from my mistakes. And you know, when I look back, or when I was during those times, I guess, really, when I was in those storms, you know, I thought I was never going to make it out. I didn't think I was going to survive. I didn't see a way. And yet, years and years and years and years later, I see God's hand in everything. Everything. I didn't do anything to get myself out of these messes. God took me by the hand and brought me through them storms, using those storms in my life for a purpose. So, I'm sure all of you can also look back in your life at some of the mistakes that you've made and say, like I just mentioned, you're alive today because of God. You have your life to be thankful for because of God. I didn't have a relationship with God back in those days, but He still loved me. And if not for Him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. We wouldn't even be having this conversation. He loved me anyway, in spite of all the mistakes that I was making. We all have a past, some more colorful than others, perhaps. But we were created in God's image. We are His children, and He never gives up on us. Even when we feel like giving up on ourselves, He never gives up on us. And even when we don't love ourselves very much, God loves us. In Psalms 104, verse 4, the Bible tells us, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." Friends, there is so much to be thankful for. No matter what season of life that you are currently in, there is still so much to be thankful for. If you have God in your life, on your side, you have food and shelter, a source of income, then you're already rich. Some people don't even have these things. If you have a bed to sleep in at night, a full cupboard of food, or even anything in your cupboard, if you have water, if you can walk and work, you are rich. Some people in other countries don't even have these things. If you have clothes on your back, you're rich. And if you have family to share it all with, man, friends, you are truly blessed indeed. Some people don't have these things. Not even so much as a pet for a companion. Some people don't know where their next meal is coming from, or where they will lay their head tonight to sleep. Some people are cold right now. Some people are wearing clothes that are so ragged, the elements just reach down and absorb deep into their bones. Some people haven't had the luxury of a shower in so long that they can't even remember. Some people have no place that they call home, or people in their lives to call family. Some people have no one to share the holidays with. But you know what? God is with them. They are not completely alone. God is with them. None of us are truly alone. God is with each and every one of us. He does not forsake us or abandon us, ever. Sometimes He may feel distant from us, and we wonder if he sees us or hears us. But rest assured that God does hear us, and he knows what we are going through. Sometimes God may seem so distant because we have moved away from him, not because he has gone anywhere. Friends, he is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are the ones that change. When you look at life in this way, it makes your own problems feel small in comparison. I'm going to touch base on the five main reasons that we should be thankful. We should be thankful for the forgiveness we have in Christ. This and God's Son being willing to lay down his life on the cross for us. That's huge. These are some of the greatest blessings of all. Can you imagine what it would be for us? What it would feel like if our Heavenly Father found us to be unforgivable? The pain and the anguish that we would feel in our life. That sounds like being in hell. In Psalm 32, verses 1 and 2, the Bible tells us, "Blessed is he whose transgressions is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit." And the second thing that we should be thankful for is good health. Perhaps some of you out there are thinking to yourselves, "But I don't have very good health." Friends, maybe your health isn't great, but your health is probably better than someone else's, and you are still alive. God is still meeting our needs. We are still able to do things. God is still in control. He still has a plan for our life. We are alive. Good health is a blessing from God. We should never take it for granted. Life is precious and fragile. In Psalms 103, verse 15, "As for man, his days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes." But with that having been said, one day we are here, but then gone tomorrow. Life is precious. Make every moment count, friends. God does not guarantee healing every time we get sick, but we shouldn't blame him for that. We shouldn't get angry with him if we get sick, but rather praise him for the things that we still do have. God does not guarantee healing every time, but when we do get sick and we recover, it is because God has healed us. Sometimes things happen for another reason. Sometimes God will use our sickness for another purpose. In Psalm 30, verse 2, the Bible says, "O Lord my God, I cried out to you, and you healed me." The third reason that we should be thankful for God is for God redeeming our life from destruction. Many times we wander astray like lost sheep, like the prodigal son, and we stray. And when we do this, the wolf is waiting to snatch up the one not guarded by the shepherd. Christ is the good shepherd of the sheep. He cares for each of his sheep and will seek out his sheep till he finds it. In Matthew 18, verses 12 through 14, the Bible tells us, "What do you think? If a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? And if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. In the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish." Christ cares about his sheep, not only as a group, but as an individual. Each of his sheep is very precious in his sight. In Psalm 107, verse 13, the Bible tells us, "They then cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses." Friends, before we go any further, I'm going to go ahead and go to a short break. After these next two songs, I'll be right back, and I encourage you to please stay tuned in for the second half of this message.
Take away.
Back, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy that all of you have decided to tune in today. It's been a few weeks since I've been on here, and I'm happy to be back with you, sharing God's Word with you. If you are just tuning in today, today's message is a Thanksgiving message as we are approaching the holiday Thanksgiving next week. Today's message is called God is Good All the Time. He truly is, isn't he? How many of you are just happy to be alive today? Amen. If we are alive, then God has something more in store for us here on earth. He isn't done with us yet, and our life journey continues. Praise God. Life is a journey. We are all on our own personal life journey. God has something special in store for each and every one of us. our life doesn't look like our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, our church family. And that's okay, because God created each of us to have our own very unique personal journey while we are here on this earth. God created us for a purpose, and it is up to us to figure that out and to follow God's plan for our life. It's not always easy. Lots of things happen to us along our journey. The enemy is alive and well. The earth is the enemy's playground. But we are not of this world. We are merely passing through until we get to our true destination, in heaven for eternity. There are many things in this world to distract us from our main goal, which is running the good race set before us so that we can be with our Heavenly Father for eternity. Satan puts a lot of obstacles in our path, meant to derail us, make us wander off the righteous path, make us doubt and question things where there should be no doubt or question. He tempts us with things from our past, and he lies to us to lure us out of a relationship with God. Satan is very clever. He pretends to be our friend, but he is not. This is why we must stay armored up with God's word every day, lest we be led astray, like the sheep that left the herd, as I had mentioned earlier. We don't stand a chance in this world without God. He is the difference between eternal life and death. None of us want to spend eternity in hell, and we don't want our families to spend eternity there either. We have so much to be thankful for, friends. If you are going through a difficult time in your life right now, please remember that it is only temporary. Storms don't last forever. God will see you through it soon enough, in His perfect timing. It may not seem soon enough for us, but our timing is not God's timing. He knows your heart. He knows your struggles. He will meet you right where you are. Simply ask Him to meet you right now in your life, and ask His guidance to get you through whatever storm you're in. But keep your eyes focused on above. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? It comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth. Pray. Seek God's face right now. The battle starts in the mind. The enemy will use anything or anyone to derail us from the righteous path. The enemy knows our weaknesses and vulnerabilities, and oftentimes, that is our family. If the enemy can win over our mind and create turmoil and strife in our families, he is winning. We have been talking about five main reasons that we should be thankful for which we should be thankful for. The first one was the forgiveness that we have in Christ. The second one was to be thankful for our good health. The third reason was to be thankful for God redeeming our life from destruction. And now moving on, the fourth reason to be thankful. We are to be thankful for God's loving kindness and tender mercies. Friends, God's mercies are great, and they're new every day. His grace is unmerited and undeserved. But that the Bible tells us in Psalm 103, verses 8 through 14, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, So the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, for he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The fifth reason we should be thankful is for God's provision. We need to be thankful for God's providing for us all that we need, such as food, clothing, and housing. You know, we talked about that earlier. I know all of you are familiar with this verse. Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. God is faithful. These five reasons for thanksgiving. These are the big five things, huge reasons that we should be thankful to God. God didn't have to send his only son down to die to save us, but he did. We are undeserving of the blessings he bestows on us, and yet he still does it anyway. We don't deserve God's grace. We don't deserve his forgiveness, love, or mercy. But we are his children. He created us in his image. He created each of us for a purpose. Some of us may still be seeking our purpose. Some of us are still lost souls wandering around, being a part of this world. Some of us may have strayed off the righteous path and need to find our way back to God again. Friends, God is here for each and every one of us, no matter what our situation is. You are never too far gone that God will ever stop loving you and seeking you to come back to him. You haven't screwed your life up so bad that God will not forgive you if you ask him. God gives us children of our own. Sometimes they disappoint us. They grieve us. But we never stop loving them. We are always right there to accept them back into our loving arms. Friends, God is the exact same way. He created us. We are his children. We sin, we disappoint, we fail, we fall and wander off, we make mistakes, but God already knew we would before we were even born. But he unconditionally loves us, and he awaits with anticipation our return to him. He awaits for us to love him as he loves us. In Timothy 2:13, the Bible says, even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Friends, his mercies are new every morning, and great is his faithfulness. In Lamentations 3:22-23, the Bible tells us, through the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Friends, we truly do have everything to be thankful for this Thanksgiving and every day of the year. Everything that we have is because of God. God has blessed us with the life that we have. We have our Heavenly Father for comfort, direction, encouragement, everything we need. Everything. We have the Bible, which is our instruction manual for living. God has placed certain people in our life for a season, a reason, a lesson, or a lifetime. We have our family, our health, all the beauty around us to enjoy from one season to the next. The material things, possessions, don't mean anything. They are not important. They are merely icing on the cake, something a little extra that God has seen fit to bless us with. There are so many people in this world that have so much less than we do. But God is taking care of them, just as he is taking care of us. So, if this season you find yourself feeling down, friends, pick yourself back up. Dust yourself off. Instead of focusing on all the negative things going on in your life, start counting your blessings one by one. I'll start. I'm thankful I'm alive. I'm thankful I have a lasting relationship with God. I'm thankful for my family, immediate and extended. I'm thankful for friends, health, a vehicle, shelter, my pet cat Dizzo. I'm thankful for my mom that she's still alive. I'm thankful for the weather we have been receiving. It's been pretty mild so far. I'm thankful to have time to be with my loved ones. I'm thankful that if I need something, I have the money to go purchase it. I know where I will sleep tonight. I know who my Heavenly Father is. I know there will be plenty of food to fill my stomach so that I won't be hungry tonight. Come on, friends, keep it coming. What are you thankful for? I'm thankful for my clothes and for my blankets, my pillow. I'm thankful for every day that I get out of bed. I'm thankful for my church family. I'm thankful that I don't have to work outside the home anymore because it frees up a lot of time for me to be with my family, to help them in any way that they need it, whether it's running errands with them, babysitting my beautiful grandchildren, spending more time at church on different projects or community services, you name it. Friends, I am so richly blessed. And all the praise and glory go to God. Because without Him, I would be nothing and I would have nothing. Whatever your life looks like right now, if it's not going the way that you would like it to be going right now, always remember that there are others that would love to have your life, would love to have what you have. If you look around, there is always someone in a far worse situation than you. And you don't have to look very far. Usually you can just look around the corner at your neighbor. Friends, I want to go ahead and finish up today by sharing a closing prayer with you. And so if all of you would join me in a moment of silence and bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, today we give thanks for our many blessings. As we pray for those in need, and as we pray for our nation and those in authority, we give thanks for these things, for these people, for our family and friends, as we pray for those who are lonely. We give thanks for our freedoms, as we pray for those who are oppressed. We give thanks for our good health, as we pray for those who are ill. We give thanks for our comfort and prosperity as we share our blessings with others. On this day, the day of Thanksgiving next Thursday, and every day, may the love of God embrace us, the peace of God dwell within us, and the joy of God uplift us, and may we be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name, and all of God's people said, Amen. Hey, I want to thank all of you out there, everyone, for joining me here on the Hope Show today. May God bless each and every one of you this week. I hope this has given you some food for thought. I hope it's uplifted you. I hope all of you have someone to spend this Thanksgiving with, and that it will be a blessed day for you and yours. Until we meet again, same time, same place, next Saturday, friends, stay safe and healthy, and be a blessing to someone else every day.
Above all things, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. Yeah.